KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Oh, we're joined by Bill Arbuckle, Special Projects Manager, Focus on the Family. Bill, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time with us today.
Good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
Listen, we wanted to touch on opportunities, whether it's summer, fall, winter, throughout the year. All of us as married couples and parents, even grandparents, we get busy. And sometimes, the investment in our kids and our grandkids, sometimes, it distracts us from taking the time to invest in our relationship with our spouse. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that ever important date night and really moving it up the priority list and ways we can do that and just kind of kick that around a little bit and see if we can't jump into a toolbox that would maybe repair some areas that we've been delinquent in. As we jump into it, why is it that date nights, as I'm mentioning, we really need to move it up the priority list? Why is that so important for couples?
Well, I think you touched on something about how busy we all get. And that is such a real part of life. We're just pulled in so many directions. But I found in my marriage, Julie and I have been married 32 years, that sometimes we let it go on autopilot. And we just forget that this marriage relationship, I kind of take it for granted, but I can't. I need to keep investing in that, investing in my wife. And that's really the heart behind why I'm talking about date nights, is it's a really simple thing you can do that just says to your spouse, hey, I love you, I see you, and I want to keep just building on what we've got together. And that's really what I would remind you about, is just take the time, remember why you fell in love, and reinvest in your marriage.
Yeah. Now, how important is it to maybe set a static date, once a week? Is one more important than the other to set that, this is the night that's reserved for us? Or, with the busy schedule, is there any danger in letting that static night kind of float around?
Yeah, I think it depends on what kind of person you are, really. I am not the most calendar-driven person, and so I wind up emailing reminders to myself at work, date night, or got some plans here. And I'm usually pretty good about the big stuff. If there's a concert coming in that both of us are interested in, or, hey, it's been a couple weeks, let's go out, grab dinner. But what I'm finding, too, is starting to take advantage of those little moments in the schedule that we can just be spontaneous. Over the weekend, my wife and I got out of church. We were driving to church Sunday morning and noticed that there was a farmer's market, kind of a craft fair farmer's market about two blocks from the church. So we got out of church and we thought, well, we've got a good parking spot. We're downtown, so it's kind of busy. We've got a good place. Let's just walk two blocks over and see what this is. And we spent about an hour just taking samples of different things that, somebody had cheese that they had made, somebody else had lemonade. And we just walked through that. It was a free date. It was just some time that there wasn't a whole lot of staring in each other's eyes, I love you. But it was just more of, oh, I didn't know you liked that. Or, this is really a lot of fun. Let's do it again. So I'm learning to take advantage of those opportunities where, hey, we got a few minutes. Let's just reconnect. And I think that would be, if I were going to say anything to people, is take the pressure off. That maybe those weekly date nights, maybe that works for you and your spouse. But sometimes just be okay with those little moments, because that's how you built the relationship. So keep doing those things that were successful all that time ago when you started getting to know each other.
Yeah, I know when we don't have something planned, but we know we really need to get out and do something, and not, maybe to just not sit at home, especially over the weekend.
Right.
And I'm gonna date myself and maybe you by borrowing from Jungle Book and going to the I don't know what you want to do. But it's just back and forth. I don't know, you know, maybe creating a list of things that, you know, well, when there's not the concert, when there's not the party, when there's not the whatever, that we have a list of things that we know, you know, we enjoy doing that. Let's just go do that. And as you mentioned, it doesn't need to be that expensive. I mean, my wife and I both enjoy throwing darts and playing pool. It only takes a few quarters to push into the pool table, and there you go. And then there's more expensive things like, you know, when there is that concert or what have you, but, yeah. Especially for those on a budget, it's gotta be kind of important maybe to have a list like that of those inexpensive things that you can always, you know, it's kind of like when a pastor has a sermon in his hip pocket for, hey, pastor, we need, have that inexpensive date night in your hip pocket and maybe have a list of things. Is that something that's you found on your radar?
Yeah. You know, in fact, I'm glad you said that. I just started doing this last week, to be honest. I was going through this and I'm like, wait a minute, if I'm telling other people, I need to be doing this too. So I put together a list in my notes on my phone, because every now and then my wife and I will go, well, we've got a quiet day. What do you want to do? And I'm like, you know, back to the, I don't know what you want to do kind of thing. So I started making a list of, here's a museum, here's this. And it can be, you know, it can be anything from take a walk together. If you're out, you've got to go shopping. Well, check out her favorite store. Just be willing to spend a few minutes there and just learn about her. And the same for her. Be willing to do that. Or like we did this weekend, do some street fairs. Do something fun like that. They're free events. Like you said, it only costs a dollar or two. And that's the good news, I think, in our economy, too, is these don't have to be expensive. They just have to be intentional times that you're focused on each other. Even if it's a half hour, you'd be surprised at how much good that does your marriage.
Yeah, keep a running list. So when you do one of those cheap date nights, you know, write it down. I know I've been some places where I'm like, you know, I wouldn't come back to this restaurant. Maybe for dessert I would, though, where you just go out to sit down together. And like you mentioned, you know, at the fair you walked through, you aren't necessarily looking and gazing into one another's eyes, but an opportunity to just get out to enjoy a light dessert together and maybe do a little of that staring into one another's eyes. Really just having a list of inexpensive ways to get out. Another idea that I use, and it's easy to pull these out of my pocket because we were going, well, kind of walking through that just this weekend, is to go onto the Chamber of Commerce or the in Albuquerque, there's like a Visit Albuquerque website, and there's things, happening today. You know, you don't, things you didn't would have never heard of unless you went to the site, or on social media, often specifically on Facebook. I know that there's an events, a list of events happening, and you can sort that by this week, this month, or today, and to quickly find something that may appeal to you to get out and have that spontaneous connection where you're getting out of the house. But whether it's, you know, something you put on the schedule, like you mentioned earlier, concert or some other event, or spontaneous, certainly there are some tools there that people can put to use, whether they're busy or they're not. As far as resources from Focus on the Family, I want to throw that to you because you would know more about what's available there and any other ideas you may have for people that are having a hard time making that connection to make sure they get out and get the date night each week.
Yeah, well, one thing I would say is if you're making those little notes and those cheap or free date nights, It's okay if they bomb. You guys both get home and you're like, that didn't work. That was a terrible spot. That's okay. There, you're not going to make or break the marriage here. So take that pressure off yourself. These are just little ways that you can connect. Even those terrible places can sometimes lead to some great stories. If I could just diverge for a minute, I love looking at all the little roadside attractions when we're traveling. And so I had seen one. My wife and I were going out on vacation. I'm like, when we're in this place, I've got to stop here. We got there. It was a dud. It shouldn't even have existed. I paid my $5 to get in. I paid for Julie. And then we get back and we're like, that was terrible. Let's never do that
Yeah,
again.
I will tell you, after living in New Mexico with Carlsbad Caverns, Merrimack Caverns was the bomb for us, for those familiar traveling. No offense to those living near Missouri or, but
Thanks for the tip. But it's okay. I mean, your marriage is not make or break. These are little things you're doing that you're just investing.
Well, we
And if
actually
it's
created a memory in that, Bill. That
absolutely.
remember how lame that was? but it is something that we'll still talk about and chuckle about to this day.
And it bonded you together. It's just something you did as a couple. So take the pressure off. It's okay if some of these don't work.
Go see
It's
that
just,
big ball of
yeah, the
string.
big ball of twine. It may be boring as all get out. It's okay. So, but you asked too about resources, and there's a couple that I want to pass on. Focusonthefamily.com. Go to our main website, focusonthefamily.com, and in the search bar, look up conversation starters. So conversation starters at focusonthefamily.com. And that'll give you some questions you can ask each other if you want to take the date a little bit more seriously and go, okay, I feel loved when you do this. That might be a good conversation starter, just kind of filling in the blanks or asking. So focusonthefamily.com and then look up conversation starters. And while you're there on the website too, maybe you and your spouse are going through a little bit tougher time. We've got counselors that you can talk to free. It's a free consultation. You can sign up for that at focusonthefamily.com. And they'll just listen and they might be able to point you in a direction where you can say, okay, here's a starting point for us to keep building on our marriage. So those are both free for you. We want to make it available that if you need help, we're here for you at focusonthefamily.com.
All right, focusonthefamily.com, or of course, if you some I don't know how you'd forget that URL, but
Right.
1-800 the letter A family, and connect with the counseling department at Focus for a free consultation, and if further counseling is needed, they'll make whatever needs to happen
Yeah,
to make that
they'll
happen
point you in that
available.
right
Yeah.
direction there. Yeah.
Right. Well, Bill Arbuckle, Special Projects Manager at Focus on the Family. So much appreciate you taking the time to visit with us here and our listening audience. And look forward to having you back again anytime. Open invite, Bill. Would love to have you back
Oh, that'd
on.
be awesome. I look forward to that. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.